Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play any of our games on the air, you can call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago or in Oklahoma City on September 23rd. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Phoenix, Arizona.
There you are. I've been waiting for you to call, Nicole.
What? Yes, Nicole.
How are you?
What did you think it was going to be?
My God. How are you, Nicole?
I'm very good. I'm so excited to be on. And you know what? I have to say hi to Mo because I am partial. But you seriously
heard that before.
You give me so much laughter weekly.
Oh, God. Thanks, Nicole. It's a good day. This is really nice. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Nicole.
I know. I'm really throwing Charlene Theory under the bus.
Nicole, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each of them. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here is your first limerick.
As I walk down the aisle to my hubby, I try to feel svelte and not schlubby. But I haven't lost weight, so my backdrop is great. I choose bridesmaids who are rather...
chubby.
Yes! According to a survey conducted in Britain, one in three brides admitted to asking only their fatter friends to be their bridesmaids so that they can look thinner by comparison.
That's horrible.
It is horrible, but it's true. So, ladies, it's up to you. It's either lose those 10 pounds before the wedding or meet your new bridesmaids, Michael Moore, John Goodman, and Santa.
I bet Santa gives good presents.
I bet he does. Here is your next limerick.
My friend takes off. He's really strutting. While I lag behind like smelly mutton. I'm simply not able because mine's a low navel. I'm slow with my low...
low-rise button?
Well, close. You're awfully close. Let's hear it again. I think you'll get it this time.
My friend takes off. He's really strutting. While I lag behind like smelly mutton. I'm simply not able, cause mine's a low navel. I'm slow with my low...
Oh, Nicole, look down.
But it rhymes?
Look down, look down.
It rhymes with smelly mutton.
I know.
Look down past your top. Sorry.
My belly button.
Your belly button, yes. According to scientists at Duke University, the key to athletic prowess isn't strength, speed, discipline. It's the location of your belly button. The higher your navel, the higher your center of gravity. The higher your center of gravity, the better sports you are, certain sports. It's sad, though, because once this became revealed, athletes have already started surgical enhancements. Barry Bonds had his navel raised 4 inches. Lance Armstrong had his eliminated for aerodynamic purposes. Swimmer Michael Phelps had his put in the back of his head to use as a blowhole. Here is your last limerick.
Will and Grace may have set the fade trend, but Teen Vogue pushed it, now it may end. This summer's must have, not just on Fifth Ave, a fabulous snarky...
snarky?
Snarky. Rhymes with may end.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fae trend.
I'm sorry.
How about...
it's not your straight enemy.
You make a fair point.
You can tell my priority.
Yeah, I know. It's your best gay friend. Gay friend.
I'm so nervous. My head is blank.
It's all right. Well, the answer is gay friend. According to Teen Vogue magazine, the quote, new must-have accessory for girls is a gay best friend, or rather a GBF.
Oh, my goodness.
This is not a new concept. GBFs have been a part of pop culture since the stars of Sex and the City were still alive. But now, it's happening in real life, though. After years of being shunned in the eyes of Teen Vogue, gay men have now risen to be the equal of expensive purses. What if you can't afford the new gay friend must-have accessory? Less affluent kids will have to settle for a bi-curious friend. Carl, how did Nicole do in our quiz?
Well enough, Peter. Two correct answers. That means Nicole is a winner.
Well done. Congratulations. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.